an architect of the business of hip-hop, has died. Chris Lighty made it possible for artists from the streets of the Bronx to get multi-million dollar endorsement deals and global brand status. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
It's hard to remember, but there was a time when hip-hop artists were seen as too risky to sell jeans. And in 1997, Chris Lighty got LL Cool J into a Gap commercial.
G-A-P, gritty, ready to go, for us, by us, on the low. G, that's for getting the A for always.
It was a breakthrough. Lighty got rappers into mainstream commercials, on magazine covers, and in movies. Danielle Smith is a former editor at Billboard magazine.
People forget, because hip-hop is so... it's such an assumption now in terms of our culture. It's so everywhere.
Before he became a manager for Missy Elliott, Diddy, Mariah Carey, and many others, Chris Lighty was raised along five siblings by a single mom in a Bronx housing project. He started by lugging record crates for an important early hip-hop figure, the DJ Red Alert.
I was sitting on the corner just a waste of my time. I went to realize there was the king of the rhyme. I got on the microphone, and what do you see? Ha, the rest was my legacy.
Lighty had his own company by the time he was in his 20s and was well known for his exacting nature and ferocious work ethic. In a recent documentary about the group A Tribe Called Quest, Lighty described how hard it was to wrest an album out of the band.
Sometimes the creativity becomes a block.
He gets so animated telling the story, he knocks over an ice bucket.
Give me the album. Sit, I'm out of here. And we turned it into Jive.
One of the motivating factors behind Lighty's ambitions for himself and his artists stemmed from his own serious study of the history of African-American music, says Danielle Smith, and the exploitation of black musicians in earlier eras.
Who were taken for less show money, less publishing money, no songwriting credit, can't get booked in the club, can't stay at the hotel in the town where the white performers are staying, dying broke.
Lighty negotiated a famous deal in 2004 between the musician 50 Cent and Vitamin Water. It gave the artist a stake in the company and an estimated $100 million. His artists got innumerable Grammys, sold untold millions of albums, and Lighty made sure they were compensated like superstars. His clients, the group 3-6 Mafia, won a 2006 Academy Award.
You know it's hard out here for a pimp. When he tryna get his money for the rent. For the Cadillac and gas money spent.
Recently, Chris Lighty was reportedly dealing with financial troubles, and his marriage had fallen apart. He was found dead yesterday from what seems to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Danielle Smith says shock does not begin to describe the feelings in the music industry.
His clients and former clients are some of the loudest people on Twitter. And yesterday, the silence from them was so telling.
Chris Lighty died at a home he kept in the Bronx, the place where he and the music he loved so much were both born. He was 44 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.